dope, crack, smack, coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, dope, crack, smack, coke. Coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, weed, easy, coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, 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 dope, crack, smack, coke, coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, easy.
Okay, wake up, motherfucker, J-Lo back up in this bitch. Can't nobody say me. She ain't some of the most amazing shit you heard. That's my word. Bitch, my flow is so superb. Any beat I'm on will get served. All that mighty shit for the bird. Bitch, I'm real. I'm so ill. I go in, don't need no pill. Either you with me or against me.
Let it ride out.
Against me, you get killed.
Let it ride out.
I accept.
Yeah.
Let it ride out.
Let it ride out.
Number two, lead that to you. Every fucking song I do sound like that.
Coke, dope, rack, smack.
Coke, dope.
Let it ride out. Coke, dope, crack, smack, coke, dope. That's the jam. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I had to let that hot fire ride out for a minute. Glad to have everybody tuning in to the show. I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Ali, just in case you didn't know, also known as Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as Denzel Sausageton. The ladies called me Sexy Flexy. The fellas called me TN. That nigga all up in the house, ready to chop up some hot fire. I'm back, everybody. I'm back from Spain. We didn't record the show last week. I was off in another country. I was off in Spain doing my thing. But before I get into that, I'll talk about that a little bit later. Today's show is brought to you by my man, Mr. Lothario. He has a new ebook out called How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. And you can get my man's ebook at ilooksexynaked.com. That is the name of the website, ilooksexynaked.com. That's my man, Mr. Lothario. He has a lot of YouTube videos. And his ebook is called How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. And you guys can check that out right now at ilooksexynaked.com. And also, I want you guys to check out my man Taz Daddy and Royal Flyness. They're doing a seminar in New York on September 18th. And you guys can get information about that at makeithappentour.eventbrite.com. Now, my man and Taz and Flyness, they're relationship experts. They have their books out. They're going to be talking about how to make it happen, how to get your game right. So you guys need to check my brothers out. Go to makeithappentour.eventbrite.com. So check that out. And don't forget, everybody, my new DVD is out right now. The brand new DVD, Tariq Elite Live in Miami, that is out right now. And I'm telling you, when I say the game is hot fire, it is hot fire on that DVD. You do not want to miss that DVD. It's almost 2 hours of hot ass fire. And you guys can get the DVD right now at maclessons.com or maclessonsradio.com. Go to maclessons.com, go on the top of the page and click get the Miami DVD, and you'll get the DVD within about 2 or 3 days. We send them out very quickly. And you can still get them on Amazon, too. Amazon, they sell out very quickly. They sold out the first day. The DVD was available on September 1st, and it sold out the same day. So you guys need to go to maclessons.com, where you can get the Tariq Elite Live in Miami DVD right now. And don't forget, I still have the pay-per-view special, Tariq Elite Live in Charlotte, Marriage, Mackin, and Monogamy. That's still available. A lot of folks like that pay-per-view special. But I digress. We got a lot of folks calling. We're going to take calls in a minute. A lot of folks calling. Then I'm going to talk about Spain and a lot of stuff that's been going on. Shout out to Beyonce and Jay-Z. I know everybody's talking about Beyonce being pregnant. They had the MTV Awards and Beyonce performed and she showed off a little baby bump. That was very cute. And congratulations to them. People are speculating on how the baby's going to look. Damn all that. I'm just saying, when they have a baby shower, I'm going to send over a gift basket of chapsticks just in case the baby gets Jigga's lips. But shout out to Beyonce and Jay. Congratulations to them. Let's see who's on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling up. What's up? Who's calling?
Man, what's up, man? This is BT from Oakland, man.
What's going on up in Oakland, BT?
Man, nothing much, man. A whole bunch of ratchetness and all that other shit, man. You know how we get down out here.
I feel you, man. What's the vibe out there right now, man? How the women cooperate with the fellas?
Man, it's looking real bad right now, man. You got a lot of these women playing high school games and shit, man. It's looking real bad out here.
Oh, man, I got to get up there and see what's happening. So what's on your mind tonight, player?
Man, I was going to ask you, man. So what do you think about, you know, black women being on top of the bottom of the totem pole as far as, like, relationships go and stuff? Because, you know, I see a lot of black men doing the, you know, the interracial dating thing. And that's what I'm thinking about doing, too, man. It's just, you know, some of these black women, you know, just got a whole bunch of drama and stuff, man. And, you know, we're just getting real tired of it. I'm just trying to figure out what your opinion about it is. What do you think about the interracial dating and, you know, the black women just falling off, you know, as far as, like, dating goes and stuff?
There have been a lot of articles saying stuff like that. And, Mike, you know what it is, man? A lot of propaganda has been thrown out against sisters lately. It's been going on with brothers for a minute. The worst thing sisters could have done was to co-sign a lot of the negativity that was thrown at brothers for the last 40 years. A lot of sisters were co-signing that. Now that some of that backlash is coming on them, brothers aren't so quick to come to their defense. You know what I'm saying? So that's been a big problem. Also, another thing, man, with sisters, when brothers do speak up, sisters shouldn't try to attack brothers who speak up. Like, I spoke up against the movie, like, The Help. The movie is a very negative portrayal of black women, and a lot of black women criticize me for saying that. But what's so funny is that sisters don't see the correlation between movies like The Help and the dating situation out here. Because if you have brothers looking at movies and all they see are negative images of black women and Precious, what is this? Just so many. Precious, The Help, all these other movies. You keep seeing the same negative portrayals of sisters. Subconsciously, that makes you not want to deal with sisters. It makes sisters look less than. You dig what I'm saying? On a subconscious level. And people don't get that correlation. Sisters don't seem to get that correlation. So my thing is, man, we just need to wake up, know ourselves, get hidden colors.
Because my cousin, he got that. We were watching that the other day, man. That's some real shit right there, man. I'm not going to sit up and lie to you. That's a real fucking movie that you got, man. That's some real shit right there.
Real talk, man. I respect that. But anyway, man, thank you for the call, player. Very deep call, man. Very deep stuff right there. But again, a lot of sisters, man, y'all don't understand the correlation between the dating game right now and these images that's being portrayed of you. Because when you see sisters in movies and on television, you always, for the most part, you see the worst portrayals. On television, you always see the fat black girl on shows like Glee. And, you know, the sisters are always, and I've said this a million times, they're portrayed in an inferior position as compared to the white characters. So that has a lot to do with the way dudes view sisters, man. I wish people wake up and see that. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hello?
What's going on, player? Did we wake you up?
Nah, I'm up, bro. All
right, what's going on?
Tyrone, bro.
What's up, Tyrone? Where you calling from, Tyrone?
From Toronto, man.
Oh, this is Tyrone from Toronto. This is Tyrone. He's on my Ustream show all the time. He calls up. This nigga has he's the most annoying dude.
Yo, it's all love though, man.
You know, we got love for you, man. But you were annoying than a motherfucker. God damn.
My bad though.
Alright, what's on your mind, Tyrone?
Yo, man, I just wanted to ask you something. Like, you know, you preach really just like how you call it, getting your paper and just, you know, just ignoring these bitches and all that. But like, I wanted to know, like, let's say as you're getting your paper and shit, like the bitches are coming. The girls that are coming, you know, your way and everything, right? And like, should you just ignore them and stay focused, or like, you know, just mess around with them and then get back to, you know, getting your money and all
that? Now that's a pretty good question. Now my thing is, you know, when you're stacking your money up, you know, you're trying to get your mind right, you're trying to get your paper right. You shouldn't let females detour you. If you can deal with women without them detouring you from getting your paper, that's fine. But if you deal with women and you find out that it's interfering with you stepping your game up and getting your money right, then you need to put them on hold for a minute so you can get your finances together. But you shouldn't go hard in the paint as far as the dating game until you're at least comfortable with yourself. You know, when you're at your mama's house, you got some type of cash flow coming in, you're comfortable. You might not be at the goal you want to be at, but as long as you're comfortable in the dating game, you're good to go. That makes sense, Tyrone?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, bro. One last question, though.
I knew you were going to ask another fucking question. I knew this. I knew you were going to ask another question. Go ahead, Tyrone. This nigga right here.
Why, but yeah, like, you know what you do? Like, you preach, you know, honesty and just being truthful to the game and all that, right?
Yes.
And you recommended 48 Laws of Power, and I've been reading that, and, like, it's a real good book, but it seems kind of dark and just more promoting being deceptive because everyone else is like that, right? So, like...
Right.
I just wanted to know, like, as you apply, like, do you feel, like, it conflicts with any of your, like, morals and, you know,
no, not at all.
That
not,
you but, live by?
Not at all, because, you know, I've had Robert Greene on the show, and Robert Greene is a good guy, and, you know, the 48 Laws of Power, it's about obtaining power, especially in this world. You got to think in terms of war and strategy, because that book is really a war strategy type of book, so you can't look at it from a spiritual perspective. So you got to look at it from a tactical perspective. So that book was very tactical. It's a very good book, extremely good book. So I don't think it was had a deceptive vibe in it. But anyway, thank you for the Tyrone.
Okay,
let me play your theme music.
Paul
and okay, that's your theme music. Oh, get your ass on. All right, Tyrone. Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
I told y'all. Oh man, Tyrone. This thing, I told y'all Tyrone was annoying. He'll ask a million questions. You got to cut him off. I know I sounded rude, but that's the kind of nigga you got to cut off. I can imagine a woman dating that nigga. Don't let a nigga like that buy you a drink at the club, ladies. That nigga will not let you go. He'll handcuff your ass all night.
So, matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone.
All right, anyway, I digress. We're going to take some more calls. Let me put my Mac and music back on. We'll see who we got. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq.
Hey, what's going on? Who's calling?
This is Adam from Modesto, California. How are you doing, Tariq?
I'm good, Adam. So you sound like a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness or something. What's going on?
No, I'm an Eastern Catholic boy. I'm an Irish boy.
There you go. Yeah, you sound like you got a briefcase full of insurance in that motherfucker. All right, so what's
actually
go ahead.
I have two questions for you, brother.
Go ahead.
One, dealing with a mental illness, I'll just throw it out there. I have bipolar disorder, and sometimes it could be a real bitch, you know. Sometimes I do things, you know, like I say off the wall shit, and even though I don't mean to,
okay,
I tend to speak on my mind, and it can impact my game. You know, I'm as crazy as catchy as I am. I know I got game like Jack Nicholson, and okay, it's just give me insight about, you know, dealing with that issue
with bipolar. Now let me ask you this: is there some type of medication that you take for the bipolar issues?
I take a few,
okay.
Not a few, like three or four, you know. It's kind of embarrassing to say, but
it is what it is. Yeah, we chop up game like players, you know. Everybody's not perfect. That's why we like to talk about stuff and get it out. But, yeah, I was going to say, as far as the medication, you know, you stick to your meds and, you know, keep everything under control because you don't want to be on a date and you start having some crazy Tourette syndrome type shit popping off. So just stick to your meds and you should be all right. Now, what's your second question?
Second question, what's it like? I know you discussed about Brazil. I'm 23 years old. I'm going to school for computers, and I want to see the world, Tariq. And
yeah.
I know there's plenty of women out there. Modesto, it's a really shitty town. There's nothing out in Modesto in the Central Valley.
I can imagine.
So it's just the thing is about women, you know, what's the case with Brazilian women on a white boy? Because everything you told me about Brazil, it's like, fuck, I want to go.
Yeah, Brazil is nice, man. It's a very fun place. Brazil is a very fun place. You'll have a good time out there, man. Just beautiful women, just a party vibe. Don't let them pat your pockets too much because they see a white dude and they have... they see trick written all over your face out there. So don't let them put you too much in a trick bag. But you can go out there, man. You'll have a good time. People are very friendly. And just not only Brazil, man. You go to Thailand. There's so many places. Go to Hawaii. All types of places where you can go and just have a good time. When was the last time you've been on vacation?
Long time. I'm overdue, my friend.
Absolutely.
And I also want to say I'm a big fan of your show. I listen to it religiously. I have all your books. And you go, player.
Yes,
and,
indeed. Yes, indeed.
I really appreciate your game. You've been a big help for me.
I appreciate that, bro. Thank you very much, man. Thanks for the call. All right. My white listeners signing in. Soaking up the game. Are y'all ready to chop up game? I'm ready to chop up some game. Should I take one more phone call? I can take the calls all night. I love the phone calls. I can take the calls all night. Let me take one more call. How about that? One more call. One more call. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, this is Rob.
Rob, where you calling from, Blake?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge. What's going on down in Louisiana, player?
Not much, man. I just caught the movie, Hidden Colors. I loved it.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
That was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen, man. I'm putting a whole lot of people on that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's the school season. The school season is coming up, so a lot of people are going to get hip to that movie, man. And a lot of colleges have been contacting me about me bringing the whole cast of the movie to do lectures, because what I do, I plan on having a seminar in New York, but so many people have been contacting me, I just might turn it into a tour, have a Hidden Colors tour, and have the cast go around the country hitting up colleges, man. So if we do that, you guys got to come out.
Yeah, we definitely got to get you down here to Southern and talk to these brothers in Baton Rouge, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. But anyway, man, thank you for the call, player. Shout out to everybody down in Baton Rouge and all over Louisiana. All right, let's get into some game. We're going to get into some game. The phones, they're going to be lit up all night, but we're going to get into some game. Let me quit the phone calls. Let me turn the phones off so I won't be distracted. Now, I was talking about Spain earlier. Like I said, I just came back from Spain. I had a great time in Spain. I had an absolutely wonderful time in Spain. People talk about the racism in Spain. You always hear that in the media. People talk about how people in Spain have a negative vibe towards black folks. And I didn't see that whatsoever when I was in Spain. And I went looking for it because I've heard this so much. And I think a lot of people get that from the propaganda from the soccer games. You see some soccer games out there. They'll have a few racist Spaniards out there talking greasy to some of the black players. But that's some isolated incident bullshit. The people of Spain couldn't have been nicer to me. And I was all over Spain. I was in Madrid, Toledo, Cordoba, Granada. I was all in little villages all over the place. So everybody was cool as hell with me. I had no problem getting cabs. I had no problem getting help and accommodation. So everybody was cool in Spain. And let me say this to my black folks. Stop believing people when they sit up and tell you how racist another country is. I've been all over the world. The racism is here. It don't get no worse than this, fellas. Don't let nobody fool you. It really don't get no worse than the racism over here. See, that's the thing. People in the media over here, they'll try to scare black folks from traveling the world. They try to make you think that the racism is going to be worse outside of the U.S., and that's not the goddamn case. The real shit is right here. You can catch a cab everywhere else before you catch a cab here. Trust me on that. But I had a great time out there, man. I loved it. I love going to those Moorish castles. I love seeing all that architecture that African men built all over Spain, man. The Moorish presence, black men built those beautiful castles. And what happened is that a lot of the Christian kings moved in afterwards. But all that architecture, that is African, black, Moorish design. And there was a very proud feeling being around that, man. That's why we need to experience that, and we need to know our accomplishments. We really need to know our accomplishments, man. That it fills you with such pride knowing that people who look like you accomplish certain things. But I digress. But I had a great time in Spain. You guys need to check that out. You know, I saw something very interesting at the airport in Spain. And another thing about the racism, somebody on Facebook was telling me, I forgot the brother's name, he kept telling me how you got to be careful at night because you have racist Spaniard dudes out here attacking black folks. And I'm like, that's the biggest crock of shit, man. That threat was nowhere around. That's the last thing that somebody should be worried about, a group of Spanish dudes attacking them. Because much respect to Spain, but them dudes are moist than a motherfucker over there. That's one of the moist capitals of the fucking world. Some of the gear these dudes was rocking, I'm not getting my ass whooped by no nigga in no capri pants and flip-flops. I'm not getting my ass whooped by five niggas in some damn capri pants and flip-flops. It'll take about 10 of them niggas to whoop my ass, and they would have to have weapons. I'm not getting my ass whooped by a motherfucker with a tongue ring and some booty shorts. It's just not going to happen. So don't let people try to fill you with fear. Those dudes ain't going to do shit. But the thing is, you know, I was in the airport. I saw something very interesting. I saw a Middle Eastern family, a so-called Middle Eastern family. And, you know, when you travel, you see different cultures from all over the world. And, you know, the Middle Eastern families, they discipline their children a little different. I saw a little Middle Eastern boy. He was having a little temper tantrum in the airport. You know, kids get a little antsy being in the airport. And this, the kid had to be no more than 3 years old. He was like 2.5 or 3. He was a little kid. And he was having a little temper tantrum. His dad kneeled down and slapped the shit out of him. I've never seen a 3-year-old get the shit slapped out of him in his face. The dad hauled up. I thought the dad was going to talk to him. The dad kneeled down and he put the hand of Allah on that nigga. I was like in shock. I'm like, damn, but didn't nobody do nothing. And what's funny, that little motherfucker stopped crying. Because the dad knocked the turban off that motherfucker. He stopped crying. He went into, he sat off in the corner and started praying. That nigga started going, hum yin, hum ya, hum yin, hum ya. I ain't never seen no discipline like that before. But you get to see stuff like that all around the world when you travel. You get to see some interesting stuff. And people have different cultures and different ideologies and different forms of discipline. And it's very interesting to see. But I digress on that. Now let's get into some game. I want to read a couple of emails that my listeners sent me. And that ties into the theme of today's show. The first email I got from one of the listeners, I'm not going to say his name because a lot of the players, you know, they don't want their names out there because their homeboys listen to the show. A lot of times their woman listens to the show. So I don't want to put their names out there. But basically, the first email that I got, young man said, hey, what's up, Tariq? I've been dating this girl for about 10 months now. At first, it wasn't very serious, but over time, we started to become closer and more involved. I've kept a very mackish vibe with her, and I've upgraded her behavior as time goes on. But the thing is, she has a simp clinging on to her. And I want to know how to effectively deal with this situation. Basically, a few months after we started dating, my girl and her friends were at a club. She met this dude. She made out with him at the club. And then she saw him a few times afterwards. But he's a traveler and he left the country. Then in the months following that, he constantly chatted with her on Facebook and Skype almost daily for a while, but it tapered off. She confessed to me that she made out with the dude. And I know that's all that happened because she accidentally left her Facebook page open on my computer a few times and I read her messages with this guy. The guy chats with her about all types of things and it seems to have a huge amount of time dedicated to her. I know he's a simp because he even made her a card and sent chocolates from overseas to her house. My question to you, Flex, is how do I deal with this dude? I feel like I should just play past this situation and keep my game tight, and I have nothing to worry about with my girl, but at the same time, I don't like my girl talking to a guy on Skype. And he signs his name, but I'm not going to give his name. Now, you fellas need to learn three magic words when it comes to dealing with females, because a lot of fellas, they've forgotten these three words when it comes to dealing with females, because this female in the situation this young man is in, it's not a unique situation, but the brother's approach is not appropriate. You gotta understand the three words. Those three words are drop that hoe. Fellas, you got to get those three words back into your repertoire. Drop that hoe. Because the thing is, women will admit to half the stuff they did. In the email, he said she admitted to making out with him. That means she did something else. If she admitted to quote unquote making out, who the fuck just makes out and keep corresponding with each other? She made out with him. That means she done scattered on some balls somewhere in the bathroom. She did more than make out with the dude. I wish you fellas stopped listening to what these women are running on you guys. Women are running some old high school game on you dudes, and you guys are going for it. This woman is displaying hoish behavior, and you got to learn how to drop that hoe. You got to start charging these females to the game. See, a lot of times women aren't going to tell you everything, because sometimes women just want to be polite. I won't even make it seem like the women are being deceptive. A lot of times the women are not being deceptive. They don't want to hurt your feelings, so they know how much of a simp you are, so they'll just politely tell you certain things. Now, some women are deceptive, but for the most part, a lot of women just want to be polite, because they know your little simp heart can't take the truth. She can't tell you how hoish she is. So the women have to say little cute stuff like, oh, I was drunk and we made out and, you know, we still correspond. We're just friends. Fellas, you don't go for that. If your chick is talking to another dude, that's very disrespectful. And that's hoish on her behalf. Because if she's chatting it up with this dude, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be hooking up. Which she already hooked up with the guy already before. But and that brings us to another email. There was another email in the same vein, but it gets a little more deeper. Now, this email, the young man, he's from Chicago. He says, what's up, Tariq? Man, I've been in a serious relationship. He said it's serious with this woman for about 5 years. We met in college, so I've known her for over 10 years, but we got into a serious relationship within the last 5 years. Now, he says he's 31 and the female is 33. We've always been tight friends, and the thing is, she was married before to this dude while they were friends. The marriage lasted for about 2 years before the guy did some things that got him locked up, and then they got a divorce. When they got a divorce, that's when things started really getting serious with us. Serious to the point where marriage was the next step. Now, the dude she divorced has been trying to reach out to her ever since he got into jail. She would always tell him, no, it's over, this and that, and that she was completely over him, but they would still correspond. Recently, she and I started going through some rough patches in the relationship. We weren't spending that much time together. I just got a promotion at my job a couple of months earlier. I've been doing a lot of working, so we haven't spent a lot of quality time with each other. Around June of this year, when I finally calmed down with work, I noticed things weren't the same. We weren't talking as much, and I asked her what's up, why the lack of communication. She said, I'm dealing with issues in my past, which means she's talking back to her ex-husband who she divorced. and dude has been out of jail for a few months now. So now I feel like I'm fighting for her. Things aren't the same anymore. I feel like I've lost my grip on a woman who I viewed would be my wife one day, and now her ex-husband seems like he has gotten into her ear trying to work out their differences. And it seems like he got through to her at the most opportunistic time when we were going through our rough patches over the last few months. So how should I handle this, Tariq? She says things like, just live life one day at a time. I'm trying to figure out my life, blah, blah, blah. But all that means to me is that she's trying to wait and see what's up, if there's something still there with the ex-husband. Should I continue to fight for this woman, or should I just charge her to the game, or let her do her and reconcile with him? Now, let me play the devil's advocate. I understand sometimes when you're in a relationship, you invest a lot of time in somebody, so you don't really want to charge somebody to the game that quickly. So sometimes, man, you think of ways to work things out. I can understand that. I can understand that, fellas. I understand that. But on the same token, fuck that. Because the thing is, when females start displaying deceptive and hoish behavior, you got to drop that hoe. Damn how much you invested. Game over when females start hollering at other niggas, especially other niggas they've been in relationships with, other niggas they done made out with, other niggas they done had sexual relationships with. When they reach out to other niggas while they're in a relationship with you, game over. That is very disrespectful. Now, I've tried to tell you guys the nice way when I talked about the 7 levels of disrespect. I broke the game down very eloquently. I did a show about it, and I even went into greater detail about the 7 levels of disrespect in my book, The Elite Way, which everybody should have. All of you players and playettes should have The Elite Way. That should be your Bible. I talk about the 7 levels of disrespect, and when women start corresponding with other dudes or dealing with other dudes, that's one of the highest forms of disrespect. It all goes downhill from there when women are bringing other dudes in the mix. I wish fellas get that through their heads. A lot of dudes, man, you don't want to accept that your female is a hoe. That is hoish behavior. See, people don't know what a hoe is anymore because, see, the lines have been blurred on what a hoe is. See, we live in a very politically correct time right now. We use these politically correct terms for hoes. We say that women are distant. A woman has an emotional friend. A woman has outside companionship. All that is hoe. Nothing more, nothing less. And the thing is, a lot of women and a lot of guys don't think a woman is a hoe unless she slept with like a 100 dudes or something like that. They think just because if a woman is not with 20 dudes a week, she ain't really a hoe. It only takes 2 dicks in your life at the same time to make you a hoe. If you're dealing with multiple dudes sexually, that's a hoe. Oh, yes, it is, ladies. I know a lot of ladies are like, what about men? We ain't talking about the men right now. We're talking about you and your hoeing. And even if she's not sexual with other dudes she's talking to, the gateway is open. It's going to lead to that. 9 times out of 10, it will lead to that. I mean, these women that these dudes are dating, they're talking to dudes that they've already been sexual with. So the gate is already wide open. The gate has been smashed down. And guys are asking me how to deal with women who are talking to niggas who've tapped it already. And you want to know how to deal with the dude? How can I deal with this guy? It ain't the guy's fault. See, the thing is, don't blame the dude. It ain't never the bro. It's the hoe. It ain't the dude. It's not the bro. It's the hoe. It's her. What the hell you want to deal with him for? He's doing what she's allowing him to do. You don't never step to the dude like that. The women give these dudes the green light to step to him. They're not innocent victims. Yo chick is a hoe, fellas. If you have a female and there's some dude who keeps getting at her, if there's a dude who keeps Skyping her, texting her, Facebook messaging her, and she's like, oh God, this guy just keeps contacting me. Oh, my ex just keep contacting me. I don't know what to do. She's giving that nigga the green light. Yo chick is showing hoish tendencies, and you need to drop that hoe. I have a zero tolerance level for deceptive hoes, and all hoes are not bad. All hoes are not bad, but fellas, you got to wake up to the game. And fellas out here, if you're in a situation, and there's a lot of you dudes in this situation because I get emails all the time. If you are in a relationship with a female and there's some dudes that she has banged already corresponding with her on a regular basis and you know about it and she knows you know about it, this is what you need to do, fellas. I want you to get up right now. No matter what time it is, get up right now, put on some clothes, get into your car, find a 24-hour Walmart or CVS pharmacy, Walgreens, any kind of department store, drugstore that's open 24 hours. Just go to Walmart, go to Target. When you get there, go to the personal items aisle. And while you're at the personal items aisle, I want you to go look for a big box of extra thick maxi pads. Get the ones with the wings, the maxi pads with wings, and also get the ones with the leak guard. Get a box of maxi pads, take them home, and put it on your pussy, because that's what you got. Your testicles have morphed into a cooch. If you sitting up letting your woman talk to another goddamn dude that's been sliding up in that womb. This is what you need to hear. Y'all need to hear tough love, tough game. You're being a puss if you're allowing that to happen. And you're making excuses for your chick's hoish behavior. You drop that hoe. No ifs, ands, or buts. You don't negotiate with that. Look, fellas, there's three things you do with a hoe. Let's just break it down. If you got a hoe in your life, there's three things you do. Number, I call it the ips. You flip that hoe, hit that hoe, and quit that hoe. You flip her by sending her to go get some money. If she's that type of hoe, you send her to go get some money. That's what you do with a hoe. If she's qualified to get it. And that's the best type of hoe to get because she knows she's a hoe. When somebody acknowledges what they are, they excel at that. The reason why there's a lot of disenfranchised hoes out here is because they don't know they're hoes. They're in hoe denial. Number two, if you got a hoe in your life, you hit that and you going about your business. You hit it and you keep it pushing. You don't handcuff with her. You don't cupcake with her. You see a female who has hoish tendencies, she's a hoe. You hit it, going about your business. You don't wife it, you hit it and split. And number three, if you find out that you got a hoe and you've been in a relationship with her and you find out that she has hoish tendencies, you quit her. Drop that hoe. It's that simple. Stop making excuses for females' hoish behavior. And I'm not beating up on the ladies out here. I'm not beating up on you ladies. Because all women are not hoes. I'm talking about women who display hoish behavior. If you're monogamous to your dude and y'all have some relationship problems, you're not a hoe. He shouldn't drop you. Y'all should work that out. But if you're in a relationship with a dude and you're out here juggling dicks like the ringmaster at the Universal Circus, drop that hoe. He should drop your ass. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget to get the Tariq Elite Live in Miami DVD right now at maclessons.com. You're going to love it. Go to maclessonsradio.com. Everybody should be following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. I will holler at y'all later. Peace.
It seems like y'all getting to learn what this conglomerate shit is all about. J-Doe, let them know what you brought for them, homie.
Coke, dope, crack, smack. Coke, dope, crack, smack.